Yeah, they flow into a big lake. Palestine is a Palestine lake, a big body of water there. And then we have a, what we call a Bellwood Lake, right over here. And we have a Greenbrier Lake.
Have you been out of the country last March since you've been here?
No, no, honey, he can't talk. She can't talk to you. She's doing this.
Well, I'm not hindering that thing.
Yes, you are.
I know what I'm saying.
You want to, I guess. Well, she wants to get through. We got to quit in a minute.
Say if you had some water flowing along and it dropped off and went on over. You call that a...
waterfall.
Mm-hmm. And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded would be a...
Dock.
A dock?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have them around here.
And...
well, I mean, of course, well, just a common little boat, but we don't have big lakes, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Any stuff like that goes on.
Say a small rise in land, that'd be a little...
A hill?
Anything else you'd call it?
A what?
I can't think of anything but a hill.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob or knoll talking about land?
No, yeah. I've used the word knoll.
What's a knoll?
Well, a knoll is just what I'd call a hill. It's a high place. It's not high enough for a mountain, but it's you're up on a knoll, you're up on a higher land than anywhere around you.
Mm-hmm. And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp.
Cliff, I guess.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Cliff?
Well, mountain cliffs?
I don't know.
Huh? I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Mountain
cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountains, a low place between mountains.
Valley.
Well, still up in the mountains, though, where the road goes across. Between two mountains would be a
bridge or a
okay.
Well,
and
it has to be a pretty big bridge.
On television, gunfighters, for every man that they'd killed, they'd cut a little
notch in the gun.
And what different kinds of roads are there around here?
Well, we've got paved roads, we've got road that's just covered with asphalt, is
all.
It? Hot? Oil, yeah, oil roads.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just got some sandy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you call those little rocks they have on those?
Well, they just gravel.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's gravel on nearly any of these fixed up roads, but I don't know whether there's any just gravel roads or not.
Uh-huh. What about a white paved road?
White paved? Well, that's
yeah.
A...
gravel road.
No. A white paved road would be a concrete.
Uh-huh. And a little road that turns off the main road.
Well...
farm to market road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Farm to market road?
What are they like?
Well, this right along here would be a farm to market road.
A farm-to-market road
is
usually paved?
A farm-to-market road is a road between two big highways, generally.
Mm-hmm. What about a road that's not paved at all? It'd just be a...
Well, it just... Well, it can be an oil road or gravel road or just a plain... it can be native gravel or
uh-huh.
It can be bought gravel and put in. Or it can be just a... sandy loam-like road, just
uh-huh.
Sand road. This road back here used to be knee-deep in sand. You couldn't hardly walk in it.
What's the difference between an oil road and a regular paved road?
There's a whole lot of difference. They put oil on this. They put down gravel, I think. Don't they
no,
put
they
gravel?
Put down sand.
Put down sand and gravel and
grade
then...
grade that sand and grade it up and